You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNads.com.
Hey, I'd like to welcome you to another episode of the Mission Matters Business Podcast, your source for all things business. My name is Adam Torres. You can follow me on Instagram at AskAdamTorres to keep up with my book releases, book tour schedule, signings, all that other good stuff. Always love to connect with you there. And as always, if you'd like to apply to become a co-author of one of my upcoming books, just head on over to the website, missionmatters.com, and click on Become an Author to apply. All right, so today is a very special reunion 2020 episode. What is that? That's when I had a guest on in the past, and I liked them so much, I had to bring him right on back. So today's special return guest is Scott Maltz, and he's the owner over at Profound Performance. Scott, welcome back to the show.
Oh, glad to be back where mission matters, because it matters to me, and I know it matters to your listeners, so thanks for having me back on.
Oh, man, when you told me about your proposed topic for this show, I was really excited about it, because I know there's a lot of fear, a lot of other things going on right now in the world today, and your topic of creating multiple streams of income and what that means, I mean, it's just right on target. But before we get into that, I don't want to assume that all of our new listeners caught your first episode, so let's just start off with what you're doing over at Profound Performance. Tell us a little bit more about the company, please.
Yeah, you bet. It's a keynoting company. I spent many years in corporate at Procter & Gamble, and I also am faculty at Indiana University's Kelley School of Business. And I combine a love of doing research with a love of personal business experience, and I bring a lot of wisdom to the stage behind a lot of leadership topics, so how we find meaning in leadership, how to drive employee engagement. So Profound Performance is a company that delivers keynotes, workshops. I also do a lot of writing, individual coaching. So think about it as a company that serves as a platform for me to monetize my expertise. So that's what's going on with that business.
What are your typical demographic in terms of that business? Like, who are the people that typically, like, the type of companies that typically like to hire you?
Usually, I get a lot of requests from corporate blue chip companies because I spent so many years at Procter & Gamble myself, but also because I was a writer for Inc. for so long and had built up such a large following on Inc., writing for Inc.com, the online version of Inc. the magazine. Mm-hmm. I also had become really skilled and adept, Adam, at understanding small businesses, researching, and then, of course, I launched my own small business. So I get quite a range from all the way up to the corporate blue chip companies all the way down to really aggressive, looking for high growth, younger, smaller companies as well that bring me in to talk.
And I think that's a great transition, because I know we have all of the above listening to this right now, everything from your small business owner to your corporate executive, and a lot of fear going on in the world. I mean, lots of not so pleasant things. And today's show topic, so talking about multiple streams of income, and I know I have buddies that are more tenured in their speaking career, such as yourself, and then I also know people that are just getting started and who are have been really hit with the canceling of many events on their revenue and what they're doing for the year. And so what you've managed to do, being a more tenured executive and being in the business for a long time, is to create different streams of income. So let's get into that topic. Where do you want to start with that one?
Yeah, what I thought I would do for your listeners is just quick list off some of the other streams of income that I have developed, and then talk about some of the principles behind how anybody can do what I've been able to do, having been at this a little bit longer. And what I will say, Adam, is I worry that we are in a new norm now, the pandemic that we're experiencing. Look, there's so many broader things. There's such broader reason to be worried about this rather than my little tiny world of, the business I'm trying to generate. But that said, it's a reality that I'm one of the many affected. Keynoters are getting crushed right now across the country as events are getting canceled. And it's, along with all the, now the restaurants are closing and bars are closing, we're just one group of many being affected economically, right? Like I said, there's much bigger things to worry about here. But in that world, So it's punishing, and I wonder if it's not going to be more of the new norm, where multiple streams of income for people that want to monetize their expertise is going to become more important than ever in a global world where, a disease like this can spread rapid fire around the world so quickly. I bet we're going to see more of that. So So it's pretty important to develop multiple streams of income. So a couple of the ones that I've been able to develop over the years that I'm really glad now that I have them. Of course, keynoting from stage is the centerpiece of my business and a primary revenue generator. But the content I develop from stage, I also use to be able to write books off of that, which, you know, brings in income and gets you more, of course, keynotes down the line. I develop workshops off of that. And oftentimes when I sell a keynote, companies want you to spend a little bit more time with the leadership team, and you can develop workshops to build on top of the keynote. I also teach classes at Indiana University's Kelley School of Business for Executive Education. That allows me to get exposure to more companies that come into Indiana University to teach their employees, and I get, you know, that gets me more exposure to more potential companies to talk at. I write for online publications. I have a coaching arm of my business, one-on-one coaching. I have developed online courses from the content that I speak from, not only to sell on my own platform through my own email list, but I'm now also offering courses on LinkedIn Learning, which has just a massive universe of people that buy courses. So it's a great place for people to develop courses and sell their things. I also do remote keynotes and workshops through GenieCast. It's a service called GenieCast, where it's basically like doing a paid webinar for people. And in fact, I've had quite a few keynotes canceled over the next few months, and we're going to be doing some of those remotely instead of live. So that's going to be an opportunity for me to save some of the revenue stream and some of the impact that I'm making through my business. I do a little bit of consulting, and I even have a stream of income set up with referral fees for parts of the business that I don't want to do. I don't like to do consulting as much, and there's certain things I don't like to do that I do have a network built up that I refer when someone asks me, hey, we'd love to bring you in to do this, and if I don't want to do that, I have a network set up where I can refer it to somebody else, and then I ask for a 10%, you know, commission on the referral, whatever income they bring in. So message one is, if you want to monetize your expertise, there's lots of ways to do it. I was going to talk about the principles behind that in a second. Let me pause and make sure, Adam, this is making sense to you.
No, everything's great. Let's get right into the principles.
A couple of principles so that anybody can develop those kinds of streams. First of all, I find a lot, Adam, that people continually undervalue their expertise. They think that they're not going to be able to package it up in those different ways that I talked about because what they want to sell isn't worthwhile. And I've just found repeatedly that that's not true. You don't have to reinvent the wheel. You don't have to, you know, a lot of times, even if what you're selling may seem like common knowledge, your expertise to other people, if you find a different way to say it, if you find a different problem to solve, you have something sellable. So you got to kind of build it and believe that people are going to come, number one. Number two, start with who are you trying to serve and what problem are you trying to solve, not what product are you trying to sell. A lot of young entrepreneurs that come to me for coaching say, okay, I'm ready to monetize my expertise. Now, should I do it through a keynote? Should I do it through a workshop? Should I do it through? The first question is, what is your expertise? Who are you trying to serve? And what problem are you trying to solve? Until you have those three cleared up in your head, nothing else matters, because the answers to those will create very different approaches. If you have a very technical understanding and a very technical problem you want to solve, keynote's probably not going to be the best way. Maybe workshop or one-on-one coaching is.
Mm-hmm.
If you're more, what you have to share is a highly inspirational personal story, it's probably better suited for keynotes, et cetera, et cetera. So a lot of people make that mistake, and they assume they're worried about the end product rather than what is it, who are they going to serve, and, you know, what problem are they going to solve. Just one or two other principles that allows you to build multiple streams of income. Just like in investing in money, it's important to play the short and the long game in your portfolio as well of things that you do. You know, for example, I write books. That's a long-term play. You don't make a lot of money in books to begin with, even if you're a bestseller, believe it or not. But where the money comes in off of books is when people hire you for keynotes off of the books. So that's a long-term play, but I make sure in my portfolio of multiple streams of income, I have short-term plays too, like one-on-one coaching, making sure that I get a chance to do keynotes around in my area and around in the country. That's, you know, that's shorter-term revenue. And then some of the writing projects are longer-term revenue. So you just have to kind of mix all of that up. One last principle, since I'm trying to jam in as much value as I can in 10 minutes that I have, is it's really important that you just repurpose content as much as you can. across your multiple streams of income. And now when I write books, and I'm literally working on my next book now, I just signed a book deal about 6 weeks ago, I'm writing it with the keynote in mind, the workshop in mind, one-on-one coaching opportunities I can do behind that, online courses in mind, all knowing that the content's going to live in different places and that you don't have to create different chunks of content necessarily for different, you know, for each different vehicle. So let me pause there. There's a quick fire approach to how to, you know, get multiple streams of income going.
Man, I love that, Scott. And you just now taught a masterclass of what it's taken me years to learn. And that's why, man, I love doing this freaking podcast. I swear, Scott. So in 10 minutes, you summed up what it took me 3 years of a full-time, 100-hour-a-week media career. You just summed up, boom, in 10 minutes. That was amazing. For those of you listening, Scott just now put 20 years of content in 10 minutes. It took me, again, 100 hour a week for 3 years to learn what Scott just said. For anybody working 40 hours or doing it part-time, 20 hours, trying to do a kind of a side hustle, he just put 20 years in 10 minutes. It's amazing, Scott.
Just trying to bring the value, man. Just trying to bring the
value. Man, talk about value is an understatement. You just over-delivered and killed it. That's awesome, Scott. So that being said, I know you're we're grounded for a little bit. This will be out, and we still won't be out of the, you know, out of the clear when this comes out. But that being said, you have a lot of online opportunities. So how can people follow up with you and see what you're doing online and kind of connect? What's the best route?
Yeah, I appreciate that. You can go to scottmautz.com, scottmautz.com. You can find out about my books. You can learn about the topics that I speak on. You get a lot of exposure to a lot of the content that I'm developing and writing and working on right now. And you can even sign up for a free award-winning blog to get more of my input and my thoughts and my advice on an ongoing basis. So that's scottmautz.com.
Man, I was talking to a friend, she's a doctor, and they're like, you know, I was telling her, you know, there's going to be a lot of books that are going to be written when people have time to sit back and think. So it's going to be, I think there's going to be this like massive inflow of amazing books and content, which you just validated. And she said, she's a baby doctor. She said, yeah, there's going to be a bunch of babies too, because everybody's home. I'm like, oh yeah, you're right. So books and babies off of this one. There's always a silver lining, Scott.
Always a silver lining. You gotta take it.
Been awesome having you back on the show for this reunion 2020 episode. Looking forward to getting through all this with you and all of our other listeners, and bring you back on in 2021, or when this book is launched. I think it's going to come out in 2021, and we'll definitely help you promote and get the word out there. So thanks again for coming back on the show. And to the audience, as always, thank you for tuning in. Hope you got a lot of value out of this. If you did, don't forget to subscribe to the podcast. Leave me a review on the Apple iTunes store. If you're watching this on our YouTube channel, Mission Matters Business, definitely give us a subscribe there and leave us some comments in the video. Let us know what you thought and what kind of businesses and projects you're working on. And Scott, thanks again for coming back on the show.